Megan, I'm wondering, you know, directing mob, because you obviously do a lot of work. Where could we direct them so they can learn more about the work you've been doing, the work you've been up to? Obviously, you've got the National Suicide Prevention Project website.
Yeah, so there's it's suicidepreventionproject.com.au, or my mobile number, and I don't care who's got my number. If someone needs a hand, I'm more than happy to help. It's 0414 710 260, because part of the work, it's also about the strong advocacy that needs to occur. And the advocacy could be rallies, it could be just speaking, being in a meeting when there appears to be a power imbalance and speaking up and helping and supporting that particular family. It could be one where you know certain people in the police where you can expedite certain outcomes and so forth, because we're all brothers and sisters of the human family, and the reality is that eventually we're going to pass. What kind of legacy do we want to leave for our children and the children that haven't even been born? So I believe that you have to be who you are 24/7 and provide that love and support to many, but at the same time, if there are clear fails, challenge, and challenge like no other, because this is a black struggle.
Yeah, Megan, honestly, talking to you has been so good for my Leon, for my spirit. Just knowing people like you are out there just doing this work, no matter how hard, no matter how rough it gets. And seriously, I can see again why you were the winner for last year's Mental Health Award. And, you know, more power to you and anyone else who wants to step into that scene and make some changes happen, because it's not easy, as you shared with us. It's a real hard road.
Well, that's exactly right. It made me really sad, because last year when they had the awards, I wasn't able to be at the awards because I was I was one of the panel members appointed by the South Australian Government and doing the review into the APY Art Centre Collective. So at the time that the awards were on, I was in one of the remote communities in South Australia working with some of the brothers and sisters in those particular communities. But my brother did go up, and so too did my sister-in-law, and they said that it was absolutely amazing. Just in terms of that particular recognition, it's a very humbling experience. I never expect anything whatsoever. If it can help elevate the cause in terms of having title of that, well, then that's a beautiful thing. But I'll always be about systems change and the voices of the people. And, you know, I'm just very thankful that it did happen. But what's more important to me is saving lives and improving life circumstances and ensuring that people without voice have voice.
I'm trying to give a voice to mob like you and anyone else who wants to share their stories, because this is how we raise awareness and how we do better, by knowing more. And again, I wanted to ask you, Megan, if there's a final word you want to put out there to our Broome, to our Kimberley mob, to our listeners out there about the work you've been doing, about anything you want to share, really.
Always have that courage. Always believe in yourself, even when others don't believe in you. Always know that we were born to fight. One thing in terms of Banksia Hill class action, what I really loved about that is that the Department of Justice would say, oh, everything's running all so beautifully and smoothly. And then one of the children would say, no, that's not the case. And then they would speak in media. And they felt like that they were being heard or being listened to. Therefore, it was able to disable some of the trauma. And that's very important. Otherwise, there's a lot of our families that walk around with unaddressed traumas. I know that there's so many beautiful people right across the country doing powerful and compelling work. If you know of one of those people who's doing powerful work, and especially our ones who don't get the recognition, who might not have the titles and so forth, nominate them, because it's a beautiful award to win. But at the same time, what we see is so many people with all these titles taking out these positions, when in fact so many of our mothers, our grandmothers, they're incredible people. I remember my sister, rest in peace. She six children, about 70-odd grandchildren. But she always made sure that they were okay, made sure that they had a feed, made sure that there was a damper cook, and made sure if there was a problem with the police, she was there front and centre. Those are the true heroes to me. Those are the people which I take inspiration from, because we have so many unsung people in this country that deserve this more so than what I do.